brought to you by Flightline.
Flightline introduces the Oracle Engine Power Management System for twin-engine aircraft. Featuring independent glass panel units in horizontal or vertical form factors, Oracle provides reliable access to all your critical engine data and is STC for primary. It's the best co-pilot you'll ever have.
And by XMWX Satellite Weather. Never fly blind again.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from AOPA Summit in Long Beach, California. We're with Raul Morrow. He is with the Air Carrier Alliance. And Raul, with all the best of intentions, there's been some miscommunication about the way in which volunteer pilots can sometimes get reimbursed for the fuel that they use on their flights. Can you kind of lay it out for us so that nobody gets into any trouble?
Well, actually, it's fairly straightforward. The most important thing to realize is that the recent exemptions that the FAA provided are nothing new. They have been provided to various organizations and companies for years, where an organization can apply for an exemption from the regular rules. And in trade for that, the FAA requires them to develop some higher standards of operation in order to enjoy the benefit of the exemption. For instance, a decade ago, the Civil Air Patrol applied for and got an exemption, and they're able to provide reimbursement for fuel for their volunteer pilots who fly search and rescue missions. In exchange for that exemption, the FAA required them to develop a safety program and training program, which is quite stringent and has worked very, very well. The same thing is true now. There are really two organizations which have recently applied for exemptions, and one of them has several subgroups involved in it. Their exemptions come with a lot of strings, and other organizations are not able to take advantage of those exemptions. If another organization wishes to have a fuel reimbursement policy, then they would have to go to the FAA and seek an exemption themselves. So the bottom line is that if your organization does not specifically have an exemption from the FAA, a letter of exemption, and a corresponding training and safety program approved by the FAA, then you cannot have reimbursement for fuel.
So what's happened here is that one organization has received the exemption and other people have sort of jumped on it and said, well, we're now all exempt and we can reimburse for fuel. Is that a correct characterization?
That seems to be what has happened, that people read too quickly the news releases about the fact that exemptions were granted and haven't really looked into the language of the exemption, exemptions themselves, which set all of the strings. The fact is that the strings which are attached to the exemption include things such as special training. I believe they may involve things like having a second-class medical as opposed to a third-class, and a number of other specific requirements, including some training and documentation requirements. I don't have the exemption in front of me, but they're available on the government website if people want to go and look at the specific language. What we do intend to do is to put that language and the links up on the Air Care Alliance website as well, and people will be able to go to that for guidance.
So bottom line is, if just because one organization is allowed to compensate for fuel, that does not mean that your particular organization has that ability unless you have a deal with the FAA, correct?
Affirmative.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from AOPA Summit in Long Beach, California. Thanks for listening.
Brought to you by Flightline.
Flightline introduces the Oracle Engine Power Management System for twin-engine aircraft. Featuring independent glass panel units in horizontal or vertical form factors, Oracle provides reliable access to all your critical engine data and is STC'd for primary. It's the best co-pilot you'll ever have.
And by XMWX Satellite Weather. Never fly blind again.